Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2,994.
Six shows away from 3,000. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
D-Tent Smith. Wobbin Fox. And my cock.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room.
On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's meat and potatoes has food that's gone too far. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, events from Shot of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of 10.
Click, clack.
Drink it to drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida man ends a four-hour standoff in exchange for a slice of pizza pie. Meanwhile, a Tennessee delivery driver is a put-his-testicles-in-your-salsa type of guy. Snowplow hits Barry car in Tahoe with a 48-year-old woman trapped inside. Emotional support dog bites a 5-year-old's face at Portland Airport, and of course she cried. And in Alabama, a tong duel breaks out at a buffet over crab legs. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us, we will spin. Boom. Right out of the gate. Woo. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, whose favorite candy is Dum Dums, and found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Home of calls and away we go.
Welcome to show number 2,994. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We are now only six shows away from show number 3,000. That's right, Bicholas, and it's going to be an unbelievable experience as we are counting down six shows away from 3,000. And today's a big day. We've got the head chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food that has gone absolutely too far.
Too far.
You're doing
too
God's
far.
Work, Ted.
You know,
too far.
Initially, I guess when it probably started in Texas when they started deep frying things and all kinds of crazy. A lot of those were very good.
You know what I mean? And the idea behind them.
But it used to be kind of singular to the Texas State Fair.
Sure. You know, deep fry a Snickers bar or a Twinkie or whatever
now
it was.
Now you can buy half the stuff at the grocery store.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, absolutely. But it continues. That kind of Taco Bell, we can, you know, then wrap it in a tortilla and then, you know, in a pizza and then a this or a that.
Stuff it in a chicken.
Yeah, pretty much. So
get rid of the buns.
Right. You don't need buns. We don't even give you bread.
Two steaks and lobster in between.
Chicken bread. Yeah, so food has gone way too far because there's a lot of new stuff out there that's, hey, maybe, you know what, like anything else, if you see it, you're more than likely going to try it. Sure. I don't know that I'll necessarily go out and buy it. Fortunately, we'll, what?
You guys can decide. Maybe some of them aren't too far.
Okay. I heard one of them that you mentioned. I'm like, I'm down with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
All right. No, Sherlock is coming up. And, of course, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the old category wheel. You're either playing for the sober team or the not sober team. And all you got to do is get one question right. So far, our biggest dummy has been Josh. It took him 20 questions, probably at least an hour and a half on the air to get one right. So, and by the way, every time we do the game known as Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll.
Yeah.
And last time we played Big Dummy, we asked you to pick a romantic comedy to watch. And the choices were The Notebook, which I believe is back in the news today, as I saw that apparently Netflix has changed the ending to The Notebook in England, maybe?
Why would they do that?
I have not seen the movie. It must not end in a good way, so they changed it so it does. I believe I read that. I basically just skimmed the headline because I don't know much about the movie.
People
were up in arms that they changed the ending.
Well, yeah, no one would care about Old Yeller if the dog lived.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. The Notebook, Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, Four Weddings and a Funeral. That was the one with
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, correct, right. And Ally McDowell, maybe?
Do you guys ever think of Hugh Grant and not think about Andy him McDowell. Stopping for prostitutes?
I do, yeah. I do think about him without thinking about that yet.
Oh, I don't.
You always think about him stopping for prostitutes?
I do.
I mean, okay. There was a time where he was always associated with that.
Well, yeah. What about?
But it's been a long time, so it's gone. You know?
Is there anybody that you've forgotten about?
What do you mean?
Like it's not the first thing that comes to your head. Like we talk about Charles Barkley. Is that the first thing that comes to your head?
No.
Okay.
Hugh Grant, I think it just comes to my head because Elizabeth Berkley is very attractive.
Hurley.
Damn.
Right. But still, I only know that because she's very attractive. That's why I had to correct you. I don't have any idea why you'd want to follow her on Instagram. I don't believe the woman has anything else other than a bathing suit to wear.
Yeah.
She must be awfully cold. And the other movie was When Harry Met Sally. So if you go and follow us on Twitter there at Men's Room Live, you can vote on the poll. The results were as follows. In last place, Four Weddings and a Funeral at 14%, followed by The Notebook at 24%.
Not a comedy.
Pretty Woman at 30, and When Harry Met Sally was the number one romantic comedy that you'd want to watch at 32%.
If you're going to watch a romantic comedy, I've recently watched one. I recommend Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, really?
Is it good?
I enjoyed it.
All right.
I was half drunk and on a plane, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, that's a good place to be.
I was drunk and captive.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So our men's room poll, we had one all set up and ready to go, and then a story broke over the news. So basically, we had, and we'll probably do this one again, because we thought it was pretty good. Scream one name every time you have sex, over and over. Yeah, if you're going to say one name, you've got to say one of these names.
Yeah.
It was either going to be your dad's name, your mom's name, your dog's name, or your ex's name.
Right.
So you had to scream one of those names.
We were this close, but news had to happen.
Then we had breaking news.
That's a tough one.
We had, I believe, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sometime this afternoon. Well, Mike Hawke originally brought it.
Now, ripped from the head.
Oh, that's what it is.
Lines.
That is inspired by Law and Order.
That was a strange pause.
No, listen.
Play that again. Why did he pause there?
Now, ripped from the head.
I never noticed that before.
Why'd he pause?
What the hell is wrong with him?
Come on. It's headline. We get this story of a Tennessee man. He is accused of dipping something other than chips into a customer's salsa. Howard Webb, 31 years old, was a driver for Dinner Delivered, a food delivery service. On January 12th, he allegedly put his testicles in an order of salsa that a customer had ordered from a Mexican restaurant.
It was not alleged.
According to Fox News, Webb is seen in a video published by the news station. WBIR-TV is seen seemingly putting his testicles in a cup of salsa. Someone else in a vehicle identified as the delivery driver is heard giggling and saying, "That's what you get when you give me an 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive."
We've tried to warn you.
Howard Webb replies, "Oh,
It feels so good. The salsa on my testicles. Dinner delivered. Addressed the video on Facebook. Writing the driver Webb was with a rogue independent contractor.
Yeah, rogue.
All right.
The unidentified.
He's a skin bandit.
Unidentified food delivery driver engaged in criminal behavior that has resulted in indecent acts performed to customer orders, as well as unverified claims of inserting poisonous substances inside customers' drinks.
Damn.
Delivery service wrote that it reported the driver to law enforcement authorities. Webb, according to WBIR-TV, was arrested on Friday and charged with dipping his testicles in the salsa. No, with adulteration of food liquids or pharmaceuticals.
I got to say, like, that story's just scary because you might be like me. Like, I tip cash when they get there.
Yeah. But,
oh, that makes perfect sense.
Right, because he still had the food, so they must have pre-tipped back.
They pre-tipped,
okay.
Right.
Okay, I was trying to figure that out.
Cents.
I was trying to figure out that formula as well. I was like, either this person was a regular customer who is always a bad tipper for a 30-minute drive. I couldn't figure out the formula.
You know what? You might
that.
Be right. I just assumed a lot of them you could pre-tip, but I never do. I think they would prefer cash.
Yeah, I think it's the pre-tip.
All right, that makes sense.
The driver even made the statement like, that'll teach you, because they hadn't gotten there yet, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It was an 89 cent on a 30-minute drive.
Right.
And keep in mind, the dude who dipped his testicles into salsa, he didn't even work for the company. It wasn't even his.
He had nothing to be mad about.
He just wanted to put his bees in some salsa.
He was still mad that, his buddy was getting ripped off.
Now they call it balsa.
Either way, we want you to pick one to eat, and keep in mind that all of these delicious things have had the testicles dipped in.
Someone has dipped their testicles in.
So, but you still have to eat one of these products. So, our men's room poll, pick one to eat, either testicles dipped in salsa, like our friends here in Tennessee, testicles dipped in tartar.
Boy, we're not eating the testicles.
No, just the tartar, right? They've just been dipped. It's a dip. You know what I mean? Think of it.
I know, when he asked me the first time today,
the way you're explaining it, it sounds like, look, you're going to have testicles.
No.
What do you want them dipped in?
Right. Which dip are you going to eat that's already had berries in it?
They've been lowered into the vat of either salsa, tartar, milkshake. So it's
all right.
Drop down into your milkshake or the queso that you're eating.
I'm going milkshake.
You're going milkshake.
Really? That's the last one I would do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know why? Because as soon as the testicles hit the milkshake, they're going to get all scrunched up and they're going to like hug the milkshake.
Right.
You know what I mean? As they tighten.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
I think I would
go salsa. Like a claw hammer. You know what I mean? Like, God.
I just like the separation because I'm drinking it through a straw. As opposed to straight to mouth.
But I feel like it's more concentrated. You know what I mean? Like with the milkshake, one, I love milkshakes. Two, I don't know. I feel like with this, I'm sucking it in my mouth, which almost feels more insulting. I feel like the salsa, because I can take my chip and kind of mix it around. Like, I know it's all placebo, but I just feel better knowing.
I think it depends on the person, too.
Well, do we know whose satchel has been dipped?
No, I'm just looking around the room right now.
You are.
I am.
Who would you hope it's least?
How about I say whose I would take?
All right. Okay. Why wouldn't you say, we can put it in order?
It's okay. No one's going to be offended.
I would take Mike's.
You would take Mike's?
Yes.
Why? No.
Well, now I'm insulted. You take Mike's.
I'm not trying to insult you guys.
In your milkshake. You guys do go to Red Robin every once in a while.
We do enjoy the Red Robin.
This could probably be arranged.
Campfire sauce? Dip all you want, Mike.
See, I don't know if I'd
be.
He seems overall like a cleaner.
No way.
Special person.
No way he's as groomed down there. Like, you know what I mean?
He's not, but I just think the three of us, like, just, I don't know. We're just
added toxins.
Yeah, we're just dirtier people overall. I'm not saying physically dirty. Like, I don't know. I just trust him.
I would not drink him or say get my own testicles.
Mike, what kind of, what style of underwear do you wear?
Boxer briefs.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you were going to go tidy whitey or not.
Nah, I've researched it.
And the grooming is done just fine, okay?
All right.
Landscaper comes in and he trims the hedges.
All you do, you pay someone to do that for you?
That's right.
Come a couple times a week.
Is that a girlfriend who can't take it?
Exactly.
Actually, he hired Bernie's company.
Every time you bend over, it looks like a soul patch.
After winter, you can't just use the weed whacker anymore, Miles. You got to get that stetch or the... The edger.
They
get
their,
it back out.
They get there at 7:50 a.m., but they make them wait till 8 so they don't wake up people up in the neighborhood when they're trimming that thing back.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I thought that was a compliment. He looks offended now that I picked him.
Mike, it's a guy you should be flattered.
Yeah, he thinks you're a clean man.
He didn't say he wants you to. He said if one of us is going to do it, he would simply prefer to. I think it's very kind of Ted.
Ah, thank you, dude.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy. Who is our first contestant ready to play?
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Andrew.
Liquor and whore.
Liquor and whore.
Welcome to the show, Andrew. Are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, welcome, Andrew. All right, our men's room poll inspired by Real News. I'll pick one to eat. Will it be testicles dipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
I'm going to have to go salsa.
Salsa.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you.
Apparently, they don't like that in Tennessee too much.
Well, she's a little picky, splitting hairs. But, I mean, if I had to pick, I'm taking salsa.
What do you call that? You in Spanish, you would call that salsa huevos or huevos?
How do you say skin? It'd be like, dermo huevo salsa. Salsa dipped in skin eggs.
Rancho huevo salsa.
By the way, Ted, a comment came in, and it says, Ted, I'm a gay bear. You could dunk your bees in my tartar sauce anytime.
Oh, wow. I could do that for you for a small fee.
Yeah. Then have you enjoy your delicious breaded cod.
This is how Ted makes extra money.
Yeah.
Dips his testicles and tartar sauce and sells them, man. It's unbelievable.
Oh, dude, I'd be down for that market.
I would do it. Like I'm sitting at home watching a sport.
If there was a market for me just to dip those things into things and sell them.
Yeah.
Oh, it.
Send me the tartar. I'll do the dipping.
Between the two of you, now I'm picking a hair out of my teeth.
That's like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka. Find one of my pubes, get to see the factory.
Oh, all expenses paid trip.
I want the golden pubes.
Aren't you glad you called, Andrew?
Right?
All right, here is your question. During the 1990s, what candy bar used Bart Simpson as a spokesperson on the in their ads?
Butterfinger.
Yes. One and done right out of the gate. Yeah, I forgot all about that, man. It's been a long time since I had a Butterfinger. A pretty good candy bar.
I'm trying to think of the last. Maybe about two years ago.
Maybe in a Blizzard. Because I love a Butterfinger.
Miles, I could tell you the last time you had them was a couple years ago. They came out with, like, the squares.
Oh, yeah.
We got all fired up.
Those are so good.
That technically counts as peanut butter on the inside.
They're just good.
No, but they say, like, a peanut butter filling.
But isn't
like,
it dried peanut butter, maybe? Or?
It's orange, and it's delicious.
I don't know. It's like peanut butter brittle meats.
But if I opened a jar, and that's what was inside, I'd freak out.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Serge. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
What's going on?
Hola. Serge, you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Serge. Welcome to the show. All right, pick one neat there, Serge. You want your testicles zipped in salsa, tartar, milkshake, or queso?
Let's do queso.
Queso.
Right. Man.
Queso. I do love queso. I think queso,
queso is viscous, and I feel like this is my thought. There's more of a chance of it grabbing a few hairs out of, like, even when they...
No.
When they remove their stuff, there's still trace evidence that they were there. It's not going to happen in the salsa. The milkshake and the queso, I'm telling you, man, you're gonna find evidence they've been there, and it gets a lot more disturbing. It's one thing to find a hair in your food. It's different if you know exactly where that hair came from. By the way, someone else says salsa. The acidity has a better chance of killing the bacteria.
Yeah, a lot of people are on the salsa kick because
of that. Just based on that.
All right.
That's not at all why I picked it, but still.
I think cheese meets cheese, you know what I mean?
All right, here is your question. What type of number has no factors other than one and itself?
Is it one?
Zero?
Prime numbers.
Oh, 10?
Prime number.
Prime number.
7.
So like 3 or a prime number, goddammit, that's the answer.
I have no idea what a factor is.
Stop yelling numbers.
13.
5.
I don't know who's like 10?
10.
Prime numbers. 7.
Optimus.
The answer is prime numbers.
Oh.
Stop yelling numbers.
12.
The answer is prime numbers.
Well, who would have got that right?
And well, you guys won't stop yelling numbers at me.
What do you mean stop yelling numbers? Like, you're asking us to yell prime numbers.
Yeah, you want a number.
And prime's number was 21 and it was prime.
Oh, touche.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Who was the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
9.
17.
I forgot his name. First name. last name is a Jaeger. Jaeger.
Jaeger Lindbergh. Broke the sound barrier. Charles Lindbergh was the first person to go across the Atlantic Ocean.
He is the guy who came up with the cheese.
And Jaeger came up with Jaegermeister. The original Jaeger bomb.
Right.
They dropped it on, I believe, over Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, there you go. How many numbered sections is a dartboard divided into?
Twenty.
So close. All right. Now, people, is it hot queso? Well, it probably is at the time they do it. I don't know at what point you're eating it, but yeah, at the time that the satchel is dipped, it is hot.
You like hard queso?
You're about to get some. Your next question, who is the voice of the character Gru from the movie Despicable Me?
Oh, Steve Carell.
All right. Uh-huh. There you go.
All right. Very good.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
Which one?
Despicable Me.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, not bad at all. All right, the game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. So far as our men's room poll is concerned, pick one to eat. Testicles dipped in salsa. Appears to be the front runner right now on the men's room poll. Tartar is also an option, along with milkshake and queso. So there you go. Oh, we have one other item we need to bring up at some point in time during the show. And it involves one of our favorite songs in the world, Smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a song with Santana and Rob Thomas. And I don't know if
maybe you've heard it before.
Yeah, it was played a few times. It's one of our favorite songs ever. Last week,
we speak glowingly about it.
You have to understand this. Last week on Sit and Spin, I believe the category was the top 10 chart-topping hits on the Billboard 100 of all time.
All right.
So the songs that lasted for the greatest length of time on those charts.
Yeah.
And we played Santana's Smooth, okay, at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have all worked in radio for a long time. We all have a somewhat of a disdain for the song, not because it's a bad song, because the song has been played over and over and over.
On every format of radio station.
So when you were on the light station and you were working there, you played Santana Smooth on a very heavy rotation.
And so did the rock station.
When I worked at a rock station, we played Smooth on a heavy rotation. It's not that we don't like the song, but the song is just overplayed.
We're sick of it.
Yeah, that's all.
They even played on urban stations. They just called it Smooth.
You'll think that this is very funny when we'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
So, and we'll do it. And if you haven't heard it, we'll play a clip of, I guess, what happened last week. I really cannot remember, to be honest with you, either way.
I don't know.
Apparently, we showed some disdain when the song was played.
Oh.
But, boy, is this funny, what we have to tell you about that. Anyway, more of Big Dummy coming up, 844-999. All of more of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head chef on the way, Tense Meat and Potatoes has food that's gone too far. We'll do that right after the game known as Big Dummy. Speaking of Big Dummy, we'll get to that in a second. We just got to let you know this bit of information here. So I guess the last time we did Sit and Spin, we had the top 10 100 Billboard songs of all times as far as how long they were on the charts, how well they did. It was a list from everything from, I want to say, like Elvis Presley to the Beatles or whatever.
Sure.
Anyway, let's just go back in time, and we'll listen to this brief clip here from the last Sit and Spin we did. Let's go back in time.
Time.
Top 100 top 10 songs of all time.
Number two.
Oh, God. It's been so long, and the streak is over. It had to have been at least a year or two since I heard this in a grocery store. God damn it.
And the six-hour shift, I've been playing this song six times.
We had to play it
every hour.
Oh, my God.
In 1999.
That's the one.
That was the biggest
I'll take
thing ever.
Don't Worry, Be Happy on loop over listening to this.
I cannot do that.
Jesus. Okay. Well, you know, in hearing that back, that might have been a little harsh.
it didn't feel so bad at the time.
But, I mean, look, but that was a true reaction, representation right? of how we feel. You know sure. what I mean? But now listening back, I'm like, well, yeah, I can see. So apparently, when that was played, and we don't know exactly the circumstances behind it, so we'll speculate, either a match boxer, like a Matchbox 20 head.
Is that what you call them?
I don't know.
A
match boxer, or we're assuming maybe
Santana Knight.
Someone here in Seattle knows Rob Thomas, or how the hell would we know? Anyway, he caught wind of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that Rob Thomas, he now wants to talk to us or be interviewed or come on the show.
Sure.
Yeah. So we said, okay. As far as we know,
just don't sing smooth.
Yeah. And they said, look, he wants to talk to you about this, about your disdain for the song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so
I'd like to talk to him about that.
He's like, he wants to find out what the deal is.
It got played too much, man.
So
there's no deal.
So apparently,
it got played all the time on 18 different stations in every market for 140 years.
Right.
The problem.
Don't know what Rob Thomas is up to. Have no idea how this happened. I don't think he heard the audio exactly. Maybe he did, or maybe someone told him what was said.
Do you think? Think about this. Now that we just heard it, because we have not listened to it before. A couple seconds ago. Do you think it'd be better if he heard it directly? And it sounds a little hard.
We can play it for him.
Or do you think it'd be better if someone heard that and tried to explain to him how it went down? Okay. See, I think that would be worse.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, I mean, the song didn't do him any harm. That's a fact. It was just the fact that the song was played constantly.
All the goddamn time.
And that's all
we had to play it.
Yeah,
we had to
play it. It was just a lot.
I don't want to hear it now.
At the time. And even when you go back in this, that was 1991. It still seems
99,
like
99.
Or what? 99?
99.
It seems like yesterday that thing was just being played like constantly.
Because it was literally yesterday.
So, we're going to find out what's going on. And we're
like literally yesterday it was still being played.
Reach an olive branch with Rob Thomas. Not that it matters one way or another, but that was a little bit harsh.
It's not his fault, but you ruined my life. Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's all. Like, look, dude, I know it's not on you. Santana said, hey, man, will you work with me? Look, I'd go do something with Santana. I get it. You had a massive song. I get it. I'd be excited. I'd be proud. All I'm saying is that you ruined my life.
Well, but didn't you say he's a pretty good guy, man? Like, he and his wife do a lot of good stuff with animal charities.
They do, yeah. I want to say they were supporting, like, this big rescue out of Puerto Rico for a long time, and they have a bunch of animals.
They hand them paper towels.
They throw in paper towels to dogs.
Exactly.
Here you go, kid.
They're just helping however they can. But, yeah, just from what I can tell from his social media presence over the years, he's always seemed like a really decent guy. So.
I believe he is, but he ruined my life. Well, right. That's the point.
What is the vibe that you got? Is he, did you hear, because I know you're in contact with whoever the hell got in contact with us, is this a happy Rob Thomas, or is this a hey, what the hell's wrong with you people, Rob Thomas?
Why don't we guess? We slammed the song that you are best known for because it was so successful. I'm sure he's happy.
I mean,
he's probably elated.
I'm sure he's thrilled.
He's probably not busy. Yeah. I must be lonely.
Oh, oh God.
I need something to do. So give us a hard time.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Hold the line there. More Big Dummy coming up here in seconds.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.